Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So astrology falls in and out of being trendy. You know,
hippies
in the late 60s and 70s, they loved astrology, but they didn't have Instagram to, like, you know, tweet pictures of their, like, crystals charging under the full moon.
Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, editor-in-chief of Munchies, and welcome back to Munchies, the podcast. 2017's news cycle has been nothing short of gnarly thus far. It's summertime, so we want to try to kick back, relax, and actually go on vacation. This time of year, riding the subway is like spending time inside Satan's asshole. So if you're on a train with no AC, you're stuck in the office in your cubicle on a Friday afternoon, or maybe just don't have the funds for a proper vacation right now, this episode's for you. Today, we're consulting with a food expert on your behalf, but maybe not the kind you're expecting. And since the news cycle has been getting us down, this episode is inspired by one of my not-so-secret loves, astrology. In case you've been living under a rock, broadly horoscopes have become one of the greatest weekly things to appear on the internet. Broadly is Vice's women's interest site, and Annabelle Gatt is their resident astrologer. We're chatting with Annabelle to your benefit. We'll talk about your sign and explore what you should and shouldn't be eating and drinking this summer.
My name is Annabelle Gatt, and I'm the astrologer here at Vice. You can read my daily and my monthly horoscopes over at Broadly.
So one of the most brilliant things that I, as a returning reader of Broadly, go to is obviously the horoscopes. So for listeners out there who might think of astrology like the moment in the coffee shop where they're waiting for their iced coffee, they look at the horoscope, kind of tacked up from the newspaper clipping. Explain what real astrology is actually about.
So I write horoscopes, and I consider my work real. I don't think of it as fake astrology. It's real astrology. But there are still different levels of complexity. And what I'm doing, even though my process is definitely very complex, what you end up reading is a very simplified version of what you might experience this month. I'm not looking at your specific birth chart, which is really going to give me the full information about not just your sun sign, but where all the other planets in your chart are, how they're interacting with each other. That's what I think a lot of people call real astrology. So there are different levels of complexity you can go in, a lot like cooking. You know, cereal with milk is real food, but it's not the same as, like, you know, someone like cooking you like amazing eggs with like the perfectly crispy bacon. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all real food, but there's different levels of, like, you know, complexity you can give to it.
How did you get into astrology?
I always really loved astrology. And I think, like many people around my age, you go to Barnes & Noble as a kid, you find the occult section, and you're like, I'm never leaving. That's where I live now. So, and when I found like this, like the tiny paranormal section at my local library, which consisted of like three or four books on Satanism, never leaving. That was it. Like, it was a wrap. So I always, you know, as a little kid, I loved Halloween. I loved witches. I loved weird things. I loved UFOs. I loved the X-Files. You know what I mean? I liked anything strange. So astrology fell into that category.
All right, Annabelle. So let's talk about how the 12 signs like to eat and drink and have a good time together.
Awesome. So the first sign in the zodiac is Aries. One thing we often hear about Aries is that they love spicy foods. I don't find that's always true, but if you meet an Aries who doesn't like spicy foods, you're probably going to find that they're an Aries who absolutely loves things that cools them down, like ice cream or, you know, an ice cold beer or something like that. The other thing about Aries people is that they can be a little bit impatient. So if you're going to take them out to a restaurant, even though they really want to be somewhere really cool that everyone's going to, they're going to freak out if they have to wait on long lines.
So is that like you're saying everyone in New York is an Aries then? Or
almost, yeah. You know, and people say Aries people are rude. But really, when you get to know them, They're the nicest people. Stupid. You can cut that out.
Would you say, like, they're the socialite at the party who's kind of, like, chatting with everyone, or?
They may or may not be, but they definitely want to have the freedom to move around.
Got it.
And they might just want to be free to move around and be, like, kind of, like, a little bit of a loner and just not be, like, you know, stuck at a table having to talk to people. So it can go either way. Aries people can be super friendly, but sometimes they just need to move and breathe and be by themselves.
Okay, so what's the next sign?
So the next sign on the zodiac wheel is Taurus. And we all know Tauruses love food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the entire Munchies team is... I think, 6 people. Granted, there's 15 of us in the U.S. and we have people worldwide, but there's 6 people who are all Tauruses on our team.
Interesting.
And they're all editorial.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, Taurus is an earth sign, and the earth element is very sensual. And Taurus is the first earth sign. So this sign is all about, like, you know, being in touch with all of the beauty around you, all the yummy food around you. Anything you can do to enjoy yourself, Taurus is all about. And food is one of the most enjoyable things. And Tauruses really need to watch out for sugar.
Yes.
Yeah. And so do Libras. Venus rules Taurus and Libra, and Venus loves sweets. So Tauruses really need to watch out for the sweets. Whenever I think of, like, the perfect Taurus snack, I'm thinking, like, a cup of hot cocoa with really, really fluffy gourmet marshmallows, but also, like, a bag of, like really, like, salty chips.
Stop it.
And yes. Then, like, maybe, like, followed up with, like, a pickle or something really weird afterward. Like, whatever it is that you guys are craving in the moment, you'll just eat it one after another, and you'll enjoy each one, even if it doesn't really match. But as long as it's either gourmet and really special or very nostalgic for you, a Taurus is going to love it.
Why do you say that Tauruses should stay away from sweets? Is it more, like, health-related or more just, like, we're hedonists. Like, we can't stop ourselves when we start, so.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the indulgence mm-hmm. of the whole thing, you know? Tauruses don't know when to stop indulging themselves.
What about,
it feels so good.
Like,
but, of course, that leads into the whole health issue because, yeah.
Yeah, we have no self-restraint. But, like, what about alcohol and Tauruses?
Okay, so, you know, Tauruses, of course, we all lead different lives. This is totally just generalization. But in general, Tauruses don't really drink to get drunk. But they love, like, collecting wine. They love having, like, a nice craft beer. They love a specialty cocktail. Whereas some signs, like Sagittarius or Pisces, loves drinking, and they kind of don't really care what they're drinking. Taurus definitely cares what they're drinking.
Yeah.
So the next sign is Gemini. And Gemini is a sign of the twins. And Gemini is an air sign. And whenever I think of, like, Gemini getting a meal, I'm thinking probably their favorite place to eat is going to be somewhere where that's outdoors, where there's a lot of people. They definitely want to socialize while they eat. For them, eating is not just about eating. It's also about enjoying the people that you're sitting with more than anything else. They probably love cooking for other people more than they do for themselves, if that makes sense. Like, if they're eating alone, they're probably going to get takeout or make something really simple. But they love cooking for other people. They'll go the extra mile when they have friends come over. Do you know any Geminis? Is there a favorite thing that
Well, my ex-boyfriend's a Gemini. Mm. Very much so. Every time we would go out to eat, it was like he was the mayor of every restaurant and would love to chat with people and talk to the waiters. And, like, he talked a lot, too. So
Geminis talk a lot.
Yeah.
They're also know-it-alls. So if you take them to a restaurant, they're going to, like, talk to the waiter about the food that they're ordering as though, like, they've, like, worked in the restaurant with the waiter and be like, oh, yes, I know all about that grape and, like, where it comes from and, like, this, that, and the other. And the waiter's just going to stand there and be like, yep, I have other tables to go to.
It's not quite mansplaining, but essentially, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's Gemini-splaining. So next up we have Cancers. And, I mean, Cancer is, like, the sign of food. They love to cook. They love food. Cancer is all about, like, you know, nurturing. And Cancer is, like, the first sign of summer. So we talked about Aries earlier being really into barbecues, and we talked about Taurus loving to eat, but, like, Cancer is just, like, the perfect combination of all of that. Like, Cancers love cooking for everyone. They love to have everyone around them. They want to take care of everyone, feed everyone, but then they want to eat it all up too. Cancer we think of as being very, like, family-oriented. So if you get them a bottle of wine that comes from, like, a vineyard that's been, like, in a family for a really long time, like, they'll totally, like, fall head over heels for you.
I mean, Phil.
It's the only wine I'll drink.
That's Phil Domachowski, Munchies podcast producer.
These are the restaurants I'm attracted to, too, are, like, sole proprietors, smaller mm-hmm. places where you know your money's going to support the restaurant. And similarly with wines, I definitely seek out things that, you know, are made responsibly, but also traceable to a family and a tradition and a place.
Very, very cool. The other sign that's kind of like that is Capricorn, but we'll get to Capricorn later. Next up is Leo, and Leo is the sign of royalty. They are glamorous and glitzy, and they don't mind waiting forever online at a restaurant, especially if it means their photo might be taken. If you, like, sprinkle some gold flecks into their, like, dessert or something, they'll go nuts for it. They love that kind of thing. Garnishes. Love it. You give them a drink that's loaded up with, like, little umbrellas and cherries and plastic swords. They love it. Love that kind of thing. Let's see. But when it comes to, like, specific foods, if I had, like, a Leo coming over, I would maybe want to cook them, like, you know, like a high carb, again, a little bit of like comfort food, like something really dense, something that's going to really kind of hold you over to the next day. You know, Leo, we think of Cancer as kind of being like the mom of the zodiac who like takes care of everyone. But Leo is really similar, actually. They love being the leader of the pack, and they're going to make sure that everyone around them is like happy and comfortable.
Would you say like a lot of celebrities are Leos?
I would say there are a lot of Leos that love being celebrities. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's probably like an equal amount of signs kind of throughout, you know, all you know, if you run a list of like 100 celebrities, I think it's probably going to be pretty even. But it's the Leos who really love being famous. For real. Yeah. So next up we have Virgo. And Virgos can kind of go one of two ways with their food. What is that kind of type of cooking called where, like, you're really into sort of the scientific end?
Oh, like molecular gastronomy?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yes. They're like, totally into molecular gastronomy. But there's also a side to Virgo where they'll eat, like, a power bar for breakfast just to get the calories in, and they're not necessarily – as long as they get some fuel in, that's what they care about.
We have a Virgo on our team. Mm. Remind me again, what month is that?
So Virgo is the end of August to mm-hmm. Like the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they always drink kale smoothies in the morning and then make like sous vide steak at dinner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's very organized mm-hmm. and like they have the whole thing figured out. Mm-hmm. I mean, Virgos love to enjoy food. They are an earth sign. But unless they've kind of planned to enjoy food, like they're going to cook dinner for everyone or they're going to go out, they're totally going to have, like, their staple kale smoothie in the morning, mm-hmm. and there might not be very much variety. Because they figured out what works for them. And yeah. That's what Virgo wants to do. Virgo wants to say, what works for me? And then they find it, and then they do it. I think when Virgo is drinking, they are, like Cancer, they definitely love, like, you know, like the craft beers and the special wines. And they definitely will have, like, a drink straight up or on the rocks without too many mixtures thrown in. They want to keep it simple.
Interesting.
Okay, so next up we have Libra. Libra is lots of fun to go out with, but I always warn people, if you're going to go out on a date to a restaurant.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Restaurant, or really to anywhere with a Libra, if it's your first time going out with them, they might just start flirting with other people because they can't help it. They flirt with everyone. So if you like run into a group of friends while you're going out, that Libra is just going to turn on the charm for everyone and it might leave you feeling a little bit confused. But anyway, we're here to talk about food. We're not here to talk about Libras. Libras love good food. And it's important for them to have a balanced diet. They are the sign of balance. And like Taurus, they are also ruled by Venus, so they have to watch out for sweets and for overindulging. Libras can sometimes take things to extremes when they're really stressed out. And one of the things I always try when I'm talking to Libras, I ask them, do you guys spend a lot of money on food? They will spend a lot of money on food. It's important for them to be, like, well-fed and to have, like, good stuff. So sometimes it's – with Libras, they might go to a really expensive restaurant because it's an expensive restaurant. They might not actually end up with the best meal.
Bummer.
Yeah.
They got to talk to the Tauruses.
Yeah, they have to talk to the Tauruses, and they can't get blinded by, like, oh, this was glitzy and fancy, so I want to go because it has, like, a high-priced has high prices on the menu.
And sexy waiters.
And sexy waiters.
Yeah.
But they will go for the sexy waiters. Because to them, food, they're like, I can make food for myself at home. Who cares if the food sucks? I'm here for the company, the people, the party, to see, like, a special place everyone's talking about. And then if the food sucks, they'll make food for themselves when they get home.
Do you think they're the type of sign that, like, loves the newest cocktail bar that's, like, secret or really beautiful and sexy? Or
they want to be in beautiful places. Doesn't really matter if it's secret. That's totally a perk. It's more the Scorpios who care about, like, being let in on secrets. But Libra wants to be in beautiful places with beautiful views, with beautiful people, looking at a beautiful meal or a beautiful cocktail. That's what they care about.
I kind of can't blame them, though.
Yeah. If they can take a good selfie with their food, then it's fine. So next up, we have Scorpio. And Scorpio definitely appreciates, like, the speakeasy or the hidden restaurant or, like, the sushi restaurant that's, like, hidden behind a train station that you can only find when you go to, like, one specific block and you have to, like, go down, like, a spiral staircase. Like, that's what they, like, that's what they like. They want to be VIPs. So if you take them out on a date, like, let them know, like, oh, yeah, I made a reservation. It's, like, really, really hard to, like, get into. Like really, like, kind of play up that whole aspect. And then when you show up, if it's, like, not that busy, be like, wow, this must be, like, a really weird night. Like, this place is, like, always, like, really packed, or, like, they must be having, like, an event here later or something like that. Who knows? So you really want to play up the fact that it's, like, you know, very special that they were let in. Scorpios are always open to trying, well, not always. There's two kinds of Scorpios. There's a Scorpio who's going to eat, like, the weirdest food that everyone else is afraid to try, like, you know, like, fried scorpion or something like that. Or they're going to be completely unadventurous with their foods. And kind of similar to Virgo, they might have their meals kind of planned out. Like, they have their staple salad that they have every evening and the one cereal they eat every morning. Yeah. But when it comes to drinking, Scorpios love their red wine. They love anything that they can, like, you know, if it's in a glass and they can, like, kind of swirl it around and pretend it's blood, they're into it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Halloween candy is also very nostalgic for them because it's around their birthday.
Like, you brought up an interesting point, which is basically, like, is it bad to eat your sign, such as fried scorpion or crabs or, like...
No, it's not bad. I think when we're talking about, for example, Aries, the ram, or Capricorn, the goat, like, it's not really common for us here in New York City for everyone to be eating goat. Obviously, you can find it on many menus, and it's, like, not, like, a rare food at all. But, like, in, like, you know, American consciousness today, like, as an Aries, I might not have to think all the time, like, oh, no, here I am again at McDonald's. Like, should I feel bad for eating this goat? Whereas something like beef, like... If you're a Taurus, whether you're at a fancy restaurant or you're at a takeout place, again, like here in New York City, you're going to run into beef everywhere. So, like, should a Taurus feel bad? I actually know a few Tauruses who won't eat beef because they feel like it's, like, you know, they're eating themselves. But don't do that. Enjoy all the food. Get your nutrients. So next up is Sagittarius's. Sagittarius's absolutely love to eat. They love to consume. They love to indulge. They love to spend lots of money. So it's kind of like we can take this Libra kind of vibe of, like, loving to drop some cash at, like, some, like, really cute place combined with Taurus's, like, love of just like eating and feeling good. You kind of mash that together and you get a Sagittarius. But, you know, after Sagittarius has seconds, everything is not about the taste anymore. They just keep eating because it's fun and they want to hang out with people. And, you know, it's 3 a.m. That taco truck is still open. Let's go get some, even though I'm not especially hungry. Like, they just want to, like, live life and kind of enjoy all of it. They will eat absolutely anything and everything. If you're taking a Sagittarius out on a date, you probably want to take them to a restaurant which is, like, kind of unusual or, like, you know, exotic or, like, is a type of food that you can't, like, normally find in the area that you live in. So, yeah, they definitely like to be taken to places where they get to be adventurous and try something new. And next up, we have Capricorn. And similar to Scorpio, Capricorns love to feel like they're a VIP, but they're not really going to be into, like, waiting on a long line, like, at all. If to them, being VIP means that they get to, like, just go sit down in the restaurant. They definitely love a good, like, backyard, you know, cookout. They, you know, if they don't have to, like, you know, get in the car, get on the train to go to a restaurant, that's even better for them. When a Capricorn drinks, similar to Cancer, they want to have, like, a wine with a story or, like, a beer with a story. They are really into that. Next up, we have Aquarius. Aquariuses love to try new things, so you can totally take them to a restaurant that the rest of your friends think is weird. They like anything futuristic, so if, like, their drink has dry ice in it, they'll totally love it. Cocktails with strange ingredients in them totally make them very happy. Aquarius is another air sign, and very often the air signs like to keep their food kind of simple and clean.
Healthy-ish,
yeah. It's not so much they need to keep it clean because they have, like, some obsession with health, but to them it's just that, like, you know, like, a nice tuna tartare would be, like, really satisfying with just a little bit of lemon on it.
Do you think there's, like, a lot of paleo diet people who are of that sign?
No, too complicated. I mean, I'm sure people who are paleo would tell me it's not complicated at all. But, like, Aquariuses, I don't think, are really into food fads. Fresh fish, fresh vegetables, maybe, like, you know, sautéed very simply. Like, not too many heavy carbs. I think food fad, an Aquarius is going to be the most suspect of them. Like, they're going to be very kind of like, if a diet needs to have, like, a name and branding, they'll look at it twice and not really want to have anything to do with it.
Do you feel like
they're rebels?
They're not into, like, food porn or Instagram pictures?
They could totally be into food porn Instagram pictures. Will they go out of the way to make the food porn themselves? No. I can't say I know very many Aquariuses who do things like that, but they'll totally follow all those blogs. I mean, they love technology, so.
Interesting.
All right, so next up we have Pisces. This is the last sign on the zodiac wheel, and Pisces people love to indulge. They love to drink. They love to eat. They love to spend time with other people, and drinking and eating is a fantastic way to spend time with other people. What I have noticed is that, you know, French fries are comfort food. They're easy to snack on. You can take it on the go. There are plenty of sauces you can have with it. That suits Pisces, in my opinion. As does, like, really, like, complex, like, stews and soups.
Hearty items. Yes. Winter. It's winter.
Yes, it's winter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're sitting there, Netflix and takeout. And yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say I'm having a dinner party and, considering I'm a Taurus, who should I invite to have good conversation? And that person maybe isn't a great cook, but I know that they can, like, be the person that connects everyone at dinner. And then I need somebody who's going to be a good sous chef in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I need someone in charge of wine.
So if you're cooking a meal, you need to have a Cancer in the kitchen. You have to.
Okay.
No excuses. In terms of, like, connecting everyone and bringing everyone together, you probably want a Libra, unless that Libra is in a bad mood. Then you might want to go for a Gemini, or maybe even a Sagittarius, although Sagittarius people can be very blunt and can say things that are maybe kind of, like, embarrassing or not really consider the feelings of the people around them. They're very blunt. So, you know, really kind of suss out whether or not the Sagittarius you're kind of inviting to be the person to bring everyone together is, like, a Sagittarius that has their crap together or not. And then the person who should be picking out the wine, I mean, you probably want a Capricorn to do it, because Capricorn really does have excellent taste, and the Cancer is going to be way too busy cooking.
So thinking about love, like, first dates, what do you think would be a great match for not just, like, obviously connecting, but having a great first date? Like, what's the best sign match?
So there's a lot about sun sign compatibility on the internet, and I think it's really fun. And I think you should totally go ahead and read as much as you can from books or whatever resources about, you know, sun-sign compatibility. But really, when it comes down to it, that's kind of, it's just for fun. And it's just kind of like a theory, because that's not what real astrology is about. But in general, if you're saying, hey, I want to go out and eat and have a good time, finding someone who is of the same element as you might be a good place to start. So what are the elements? It's fire, earth, air, and water. So the fire signs are Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo. The earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So those people in your little element crew are good people to kind of start with. But, you know, you might be listening to this and say, you know, no, I am a Scorpio. I've gone out with plenty of Cancers and Pisces. I will pass. I've been there and done that. But if you haven't been there and done that yet, go check it out. And if you have, you're going to be like many people who realize that that kind of sun sign astrology doesn't really work.
Thanks so much to Annabelle Gapp. And thanks so much to my podcast producer, Phil Domachowski. And if you haven't checked out Broadly Horoscopes, go visit broadly.vice.com to see what's in store for your future this week. And hey, here's my cash for gold moment. We're putting out our very first cookbook. It's called Munchies Late Night Meals from the World's Best Chefs. It drops October 24th, but the best part is you can pre-order it now, which is good news for all of us. And as always, you can get all of our delicious Munchies content over at munchies.tv. Hit us up at Munchies on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook too. And if you like the show, show us some love and rate it on iTunes. It really does help us out. I'm Helen Holliman. I'll see you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.